Pillar of Societies by Center for Peripheries. Curatorial text by Tina Siegele. Pillar of Societies is a variation on the title of the play Pillars of Society by the 19th century Norwegian playwright and poet Henrik Ibsen. The pillar here is understood as a collective subject with multiple experiences that change the societies in which they are embedded. Through the subtle wordplay in which the singular and plural are exchanged, Center for Peripheries emphasizes the importance of the diversity of multiple communities in a post-migrant society. Diversity is seen as a generator for a prospering whole. The artist collective Center for Peripheries moves conceptually between social research and spatial art. The members themselves come from the various peripheries of Europe, the Middle East, the Caucasus, and the Balkans, and live and collaborate in Berlin, a city whose recent history is characterized by the dialectic of East and West. For the exhibition in the Neue Galerie, Center for Peripheries refers to cities of the Global West in whose ethnic enclaves the networks of migrant communities become tangible as vibrant places full of differences and contradictions, illustrating the dichotomy between visibility and integration. To highlight this, the collective looks at urban spaces in Western cities and the gesture of appropriation of these spaces by minorities. Gestures that resist disappearance through forced integration and emphasize different practices of spatial production. The exhibition consists of three main protagonists, the two installations around the corner and the prefix pan, as well as a newspaper. For the latter, Center for Peripheries has invited artists and researchers to enter a discourse with them to accompany the exhibition, as they did for the previous three editions. The installation series The Prefix Pan deals with the appropriation of physical space in urban territory by various communities using their iconic monoblock chairs. These inexpensive, stackable, and practical plastic chairs are considered the best-selling piece of furniture in the world, making them ideal for unobtrusive interventions in urban space production and the appropriation of space. Center for Peripheries paired the monoblock towers with the prefix pan to emphasize the complex idea of belonging and solidarity that transcends nation states. The Greek prefix pan means whole, all over, or everyone. The pan movement are political and cultural movements that aim to strengthen the sense of belonging to certain nations or religious communities. For the exhibition Pillar of Societies, Center for Peripheries refers to Pan-Africanism, Pan-Arabism, Pan-Slavism, and Pan-Americanism. Around the Corner addresses the complexity of migrant communities in the Global West, with a series of monuments in the form of billboards for invented businesses and restaurants. Each sign represents a different community. Unlike country flags, neon signs bear witness to the claiming of space in the sense of the feminist practice, as an emancipatory act. In addition, the individual illuminated objects illustrate a dialectic that is symbolic of the respective community and questions the idea and perception of diasporic groups as inseparable units. Immediately in the entrance area of the Neue Galerie, visitors encounter the inscription Hotel Istanbul on the front of the lightbox entitled A Guest Eats What They Find, Not What They Expect, number one in the floor plan. While on the back of the same sign is an advertisement for a Turkish language radio station, a reference to the history of Turkish guest workers in West Germany in the 1960s, many of whom, like those in Austria, decided to stay permanently. The ban on dual citizenship, which was only lifted in Germany in 2024, but still exists in Austria, means that many German Turks or Austro-Turks do not have a German or Austrian passport, which therefore often denies them active political participation in the country in which they grew up and live. The work, Like a Virgin, number two on the floor plan, hanging opposite, refers to the North American continent and is dedicated to the devastating extent of deportations and persecution of the Latinx community in the USA, which is marked by the fear of deportation orders that can arrive at any time and are effective even without a trial. The consequence of the re-election as president of the USA of Donald Trump, who already threatened mass deportation supported by the military during the election campaign, suggests that the situation of many illegal residents will worsen over the next 4 years. The story behind the work, New Lamps for Old, number 4 on the floor plan, is also set in North America, approaching the narrative of Chinatown in the history of Chinese migrant workers in Canada and the current reality of life for many Chinese Canadians. Also mounted on the wall, in the first room is the work As Romans Do, number 3 on the floor plan, which depicts a form of intra-European migration in which Europeans become the others in ethnic enclaves. While the site facing the exhibition space is a pointed commentary on the import of beer garden culture to Mallorca, the reverse is dedicated to the migration of same-sex couples to Spain to start a family in order to escape the restrictive and homophobic adoption and surrogacy laws of their home countries. The lightbox smashed on one side, with the title Where You Hit and Where It Cracks, number 6 on the floor plan, on the other hand, testifies to the relationship between Romania and the countries of the Middle East, including Lebanon, which was established through a study exchange program between Romania and Lebanon and Palestine back in Soviet times. As it is often the case, many of the exchange students decided to stay in their host country. The relationship between Romania and its Lebanese and Palestinian community has experienced cracks due to political events such as 9/11, but also since the Hamas terrorist attack on October 7, 2023, and the subsequent war in Gaza, with its devastating consequences for the civilian Palestinian population. Two works in the second exhibition space, number 7 and number 10, deal with the Iranian community in diaspora. The meaningful title, All the Iranians I Know Are Doctors, number 10 on the floor plan, emphasizes the aspect of self-representation and perception of communities and societies. The two works, Liberté, Égalité, Fraternité, etc., number 8, and Speaking Tongues, number 12 on the floor plan, illustrate how different migration experiences can be. Diasporic experiences can vary depending on the country of origin and or bureaucratic status. These divergent experiences shape and divide the relationship between individual communities and their members. This also applies to the relationship between migrant communities from the former Yugoslavia, which is addressed by Center for Peripheries in the work On the Path to Greatness, number 9 on the floor plan. At the same time, the large light box blocking the way stands for the lived solidarity between individual post-Yugoslavian communities. The works described in this text and the other works in the exhibition, Pillar of Societies, by the artist collectives combine post-colonial and post-migrant micro-narratives for making a world based more on solidarity and empathy. A practice of spatial production that resists the narrative of defiance and promote diversity, thus opposing the nationalist thinking and right-wing calls for the so-called dominant culture that are growing stronger in the global West. List of works. Center for Peripheries, On Paper, Volume 4, Pillar of Societies, Newspaper, 2024, available for free. Around the Corner, Installation of Light Boxes, Advertisements and Signs, Various Sizes, 2024. 1. A guest eats what they find, not what they expect. Light box, 42 to 42 centimeters. 2. Like a Virgin. Light box, 21.5 to 99 centimeters. 3. As Romans Do. Light box, 80.5 to 100 centimeters. 4. New Lamps for Old, 2 light boxes, 70 and 70 centimeters, as well as 50 and 124 centimeter. 5. It's a thin line between a T and a D. Light boxes with rotating motor, 88 to 69 centimeters. Unde da si ohne Krapa, where you hit and where it cracks, light box, 80.5 to 80.5 centimeters. 7. Offering from the Caliph's Purse, light box, 48 to 48 centimeters. Liberté, Égalité, Fraternité, etc. 4 LED displays, various sizes. On the Path to Greatness, light box, 180 to 214 centimeters. 10. All the Iranians I know are doctors. Two LED displays, 120 to 60 centimeters each. 11. Cheaper by the dozen. Three LED displays, 29 to 29 centimeters each. 12. Speak in tongues. Light box, 25 to 16 centimeters. 13. Do what you must. Nine LED displays, various sizes. The prefix Pan. A series of monoblock sculptures, various sizes, 2024. 1. Pan-Africanism, monoblock sculpture. 2. Pan-Arabism, monoblock sculpture. 3. Pan-Slavism, monoblock sculpture. 4. Pan-Americanism, monoblock sculpture. Biography. Center for Peripheries is a collective operating at the intersection of social research and space-based art. It consists of the three artists who stem from Europe's different peripheries, the Middle East, the Caucasus, the Balkans, but reside and collaborate in Berlin, one of Europe's most significant centers and the EU's statistically most populated city, which has throughout recent history embodied the dialectic of East and West. Aiming to explore the relations of power and the mechanisms of othering within the and beyond the far ends of this dialectic, Center for Peripheries operates through interventions themed around different notions of everyday life, expanding them into analyses of wider political contexts. www.centerforperipheries.com. Imprint credits. Curatorial support, Bettina Siegele. Production, Cornelia Reinisch-Hofmann. Exhibition technique, Paul Irrmann, Lukas Kleestiel. Exhibition booklet, Milena Turner. Exhibition Booklet Editorial, Bettina Siegele and Cornelia Reinisch-Hofmann. Graphic Design Booklet, Marilla, Büro für Grafik und Text. Cover Image, Pan-Slavism, Center for Peripheries, 2024. Audiobook Recording, Bettina Siegele. Pillar of Societies is part of the annual program The Resistance of Nothingness, curated by Bettina Siegele. Jury for the program 2024, Didem Yesici, curator and director of the Gallery of Yapı-Kredi Culture Arts and Publishing Istanbul. Michael Strasser, artist and, until September 2024, board member of the KünstlerInnenvereinigung Tirol, and Bettina Siegele, artistic directress and management of Kunstpavillon and Neue Galerie. Dates. Opening, Thursday, 28th of November, 2024, 7 p.m. Exhibition tour Art and Coffee, 4th of January, 2025 at 11:30. Curators tour with Bettina Siegele, 22nd of January, 2025 at 5:30 p.m. Current information on the events and outreach in the realm of the exhibition can be found on our website, www.kufeti.at.